the Father, God the Son, God the Spirit, Godhead, three in one. We acknowledge your majesty. You are great, O Lord, the beginning and the end, the Alpha, the Omega. All together, let us stand in one spirit today and sing of his greatness.
Thank you.
blood of Jesus upon ourselves and our families who are not here with us today, but in spirit. Let us claim the blood of Jesus, this blood that has redeemed us, this blood by which we stand here today, this blood that has the power to cover every darkness, has the power to take, to cleanse us, to purify us, to sanctify us, and to experience the divine presence of God. All together, let us say, Lord Jesus, by faith in your merits, we now take your most precious blood and sprinkle it over ourselves and our families, right from the crown of our head to the very soles of our feet. We claim total and complete protection for our lives and our families. Lord Jesus, keep us free today from evil, sin, temptation, Satan's attacks and afflictions, fear of darkness, fear of man, sickness, disease, doubts, anger, accidents, all calamities, and from all that is not of thy kingdom. Fill us, Lord Jesus, with the gift of your Holy Spirit, and grant us the gift of wisdom, knowledge, faith, understanding, and discernment, so that we will live today in your glory by doing what is right. We thank you, Jesus. We praise you, Jesus. We glorify your name, O Lord. Hallelujah, Lord. Blessed be your most holy name, O Jesus. Praise you, God.
Some of us attend because we know that, you know, going back we will
that we will be happy the next day. The moment we step out of here and we go back to our work or our homes, immediately something happens and our spirits are dampened. We feel hopeless again. We fall into that darkness again. Few come with a true thirst and desire to have a relationship with Jesus. Whatever reason you think you are here for today, I tell you, brothers and sisters, the Lord had a different plan for you today. The Lord had something else in store for you today. So many of us, we come into His presence, the presence of the Almighty God, the God of heaven and earth, the God that the universe cannot contain. His glory is so vast, yet when we are in His presence, we feel nothing. We feel disconnected. Some of us think it's because of our sin. Some of us, because we have fixated on a problem in our lives, and the problem has overcome us to the point where we have reduced God to that problem. We have no place in our mind to think of what God can do about that problem, because that problem is in control of us. Some of us are riddled with guilt of the past. That guilt is weighing us down so much that we can't give ourselves to the Lord. Some of us are clutched with fear. And that fear is destroying our lives day by day. That fear has a power over us that we cannot be the people God sent us out to be. Some of us are so stressed out about our examinations. We're so worried. We have not finished this portion. We haven't done enough. We wasted so much time. And now how do we complete it? We don't have time. There are mothers here who are crying day and night for their children. Every single one of us has something. But because of this something, we forget that there is a God that is greater than every single problem in our lives. That when we come into His presence, our hearts are cold. Our senses are blocked. Our ears are deaf to His voice. Our eyes are blind to His face. But the Lord is greater. He doesn't care. He knows us. He knows that we live in the flesh. He knows our every weakness. He knows everything. He knows our struggles. And He chooses to forgive us every time. He chooses to overlook everything. Not because of our loyalty or sacrifices, no. But because of His love for us. The Lord says in Isaiah 43, "Forget the former things. Do not dwell on the past. See, I am doing a new thing. Now it springs up. Do you not perceive it? I am making a way in the wilderness and streams in the wasteland. I no more. The Lord wants to do a new thing in our lives today. He has a greater plan for each and every one of us. We are constantly asking the Lord, give us this, give us that, just solve this and we'll come back to you. Just take care of my studies and I will come to you. Just give me this job, Lord, and I will glorify you. Just give me this house and then I will give my time for you. And the moment we receive these temporary gifts from God, we move away. Those gifts become our priority and then we're on to the next thing. We're asking the Lord for the next thing and making false promises again. But our God of promises today promises a new thing in our life, something that will sustain us, something that will draw us to Him, something that will restore the love that we were meant to have for Him when we were first sent to this earth. He is going to bless each and every one of us with a new thing, and all He says to do is ask. Thirst for it, my children. Ask. You are not too sinful to ask. You are not too weak. You are not too incapable, for in every weakness I am your strength. I will uphold you in my right hand. I will give you what you lack. Just ask of me, and I will give you my spirit. In this time, brothers and sisters, with our eyes remain closed, our hands stretched out to the Lord, let us just be still and know that He is God. Know of His greatness and His glory. I tell you, brothers and sisters, if you open your heart to Him today, He will give and give and give to no end, and you will never be lacking in anything. Thirst for Him today with your hearts, with your souls. Be still and know that He is our God.
With your mighty He will be found. The greatest weakness in us is we do not know whom we are serving. We know who is God, but we have not understood Him. We know Him and what He can do for us and what He has done for us. We try to operate into His goodness through our intellect. Jesus. My dear brethren, if only we knew in whose presence He was sitting, we would not have been so still. We are sitting in the presence of the Most High God, who created the heavens and the earth by just a word. He gathered us the dust, and He gave His spirit. He breathed His life. Those who have encountered God are strong and can do exploits for Him. Why do you think He came from heaven to earth? Just to tell us the story of the Father, that He loves us? Did He give life, every drop of His blood, just for nothing? Just to show that He cares for us? Why is His presence still here on all the altars and the tabernacles of the earth? Why does He say, I am with you, I am with you, fear not, I am with you till the end of time? Years ago, on this day that we commemorate, the charismatic group was formed. 25 young adults, young youth, who were persevering, who were thirsting to spread the good news of God's love, to tell people God's mercy is greater than our sins, experience the outpouring of the Spirit in their lives. To be witnesses, not only in their campuses, not only in their family, but to all around them. That's what God, even after 30 years that He lived His life and 3 years of His ministry, that He trained His apostles, He gave them a mock drill by sending them two by two into different towns, teaching them and telling them and directing them and instructing them how to bring down the strongholds of the enemy who has got them in bondages, in sickness, teaching them how to deliver. Yet, after His death and after the Spirit of God again brought Him back and resurrected His body, 40 days He lived with His apostles, His loved ones. Yet that was not enough. He told them before He ascended into heaven, He said, my own, my beloved, listen. Wait in prayer until you are clothed with power. And then go out. Nobody can stop you because it is power. Nobody can stop you. Proclaim the good news. Proclaim all that you have seen and heard. Fear not, I am with you. Tell them that my mercy greater than their sins that have caught them glued. followers, we are to receive this anointing, to receive this power, and move out and proclaim that we are the witnesses of this true God. My dear brethren, the enemy is not afraid of you. Don't worry, he will not come to disturb your peace. But the minute he notices that you are that instrument that is after the presence of God, you are that instrument who has power in you, you are that instrument who opens your mouth to proclaim wonders of Jesus, you are that instrument who is unafraid to be an example as the follower of Christ, he who is after you, he will come after you. Fear not. Tell him, stay out. Stay out. Don't mess with the children of the Most High God. Because my God lives. My God is. My God is my defender and my protector. He is my God in whom I trust. He is my hiding place. He that is in me is greater than the one that is in the world. My dear loved ones, as you are in his presence, ask the Lord. Ask the Lord to clothe you with his power.
Yes.
shepherd rod and staff. He will drive out the enemy and bring them safe to the morning. If you have noticed, my dear brethren, if you have a dog and if the master is eating, he looks straight into the eyes of the master. He doesn't bark, he doesn't whine, but he waits. He just waits and looks into his eyes. The master is looking and the dog is yet looking in expectancy. The master leads and then he turns his eyes on the dog and gives him from his plate. He is giving him his own food. Dear brethren, let us wait. Wait to receive. Let us not move our focus. As the scripture says in Jeremiah, the Lord has plans for each one of us, because He created us in our mother's womb. Even before we were formed, He knew each one of us. His plans for us are for our betterment, for our prosperity, not for our destruction. You might be having problems with your marriage, with your family, with your children, your finances. My dear children, you must be having problems with your own parents, with your friends, with your teachers, with your studies. Job too had all these problems in spite of having everything. But he did not give up. So will each one of you. In the strength of Jesus, we will not give up. Instead, say, I can do and I am able to do all things through Christ who strengthens me. Amen?
Amen.
Look at him. Just look at him. He's just hidden there behind that white host. Because this eyes, these normal eyes, these worldly eyes cannot contain or see his glory. So in humility, he's there. I know where I am in trouble, how I just want to run here and just come here. And because I know he is here, full and complete. The one who called you is not a man. The one who is in you, who gives you strength, is not a mere man. He is God. He is God who created you. He is Jehovah El Shaddai. He is our creator. He is our maker. There is no one to be compared to him. Stand on your grounds, my dear brethren, because at the nick of time, to those who are so weak, so frail, so overburdened, he will spread his wings and swoop you down and carry you safe and set you on that rock. Your God will start pushing up his sleeves and with his right hand pick you from the sinking sands and set you safe. Just hear his voice speaking to you. Stand firm. Stand firm and know that I your God. I will deliver you. When you call out to me, I will answer you. God, you are bigger. You are much bigger than my people's mind can ever conceive and think about who you are. You might say, Sister Lena, you don't know what I'm going through. You are not in my shoes. I cry out to my God night and day. Years have passed. I do what is right to God. I say my prayers. I live a devout life. Then why has this happened? Why? Why does he not listen to me? Come on, my dear brethren. Come on, my friend. Our God is a faithful God. He will come and rescue you. When everything is done, you will not be a failure. Instead, you will be the winner. He is God, your God, your creator, your maker. His words are unfailing. He said, even a mother may forget the child at her breast, but I will not forget my own. You have his spirit in you. You are the temples which he has anointed so that his spirit may live in you, dwell in you, and you will work for him. You will do great exploits for him. Don't lean on man. Don't lean or depend on counselors. But trust in God. The psalmist says, from where will my help come from? My help comes from the heavens, from my maker, who stoops low and sees and watches me. Not everybody stands with us in difficult times. Not everybody is there to lend you the shoulder to cry on and on. But Jesus says, come to me. Cast your burdens unto me, because I care for you. How many of you mothers and fathers would love to see your child crying in pain? You will do everything possible to ease that pain. How much more your God? He will not bend you or allow you to be tested more than what you can bear. He will set you free.
Yes, hallelujah, my God.
Lord. Circumstances and situations might weigh you down. When the enemy comes in like a flood, the Spirit of the Lord will raise his standards. Amen?
Amen.
My dear brethren, I'm speaking to those of you who are weighed down with problems, with difficulty in understanding and studying. Fear not, even though the enemy has a PhD, PhDs pull him down. Fear not, your God is able. You serve an able God. Right now, in the strength of the Holy Spirit, we decree that the desire of these wicked men who want to pull down every single person they see prospering will never be met in your life. Amen?
Amen.
No weapon that is fashioned against the children of God will ever prosper. Amen?
Amen.
God. God blesses us through people. God blesses us through people. The devil destroys us through people. If we had understood that, we would not have been disrupted. If we only understand that tonight, as you have walked in here, you are in the presence of the Most High God. If you have come in expectancy, you are taking a blessing tonight. If the enemy knew that was what you were thinking, he would have stopped you from coming. He would have killed you on the road. He would have put a big block for you. But now it is too late. You are already in the presence of the Lord. And you are going to go home with a blessing. Because tonight is a night where the whole world is commemorating the power of the Spirit. Job was being provoked to curse God and then die, to kill himself and give his soul into the hands of Satan. The devil is a liar. He cannot put you into depression. He cannot make you sad. He cannot make you feel so weak. You are the child of the Most High God. Amen.
Amen.
Anybody who's giving you depressing talks, anybody who just wants to listen to you on and on your stories, don't sit with those people. Come to God. Talk to him. Tell him that, God, I place my trust in you. Do not get your majors in minors. Tell the enemy, stay out. Stay out. I place my trust in my God, and he will invest me with his power. When you say amen, you are claiming your peace of blessing.
Out.
on this earth, the downtown, can do it for you, He is going to do it for you tonight. Shall we give the Lord a mighty hand of applause? Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. I receive my miracle tonight. And God gives me my miracle. It is my turn tonight. It is my turn tonight. You get what you anticipate.
Of this chapel. You white hands of God.
children to you. We consecrate this parish to you.
Thank you.